We are up to Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, and we'll be doing all of that as well as the first sif of Kuf Lamed Dalet. B'Shabbos v'Yontif Ein Omrim Baruch Hu Acher Kadosh Basra. The Machaber says that on Shabbos and Yontif, one doesn't say Baruch Hu after the last Kadosh. Now, what exactly is going on? So the Ramah explains, Hagah. Afilu b'mokam shenagu liyom rabbi mosachol, even in a place where the normal thing to do is that the last Kaddish, at the end of davening, they do say Baruch Hu, Shem Elohayu Yechidim Eves HaKnesses Kishamru Baruch Hu, in case certain individuals miss Baruch Hu, so they'll get it at the end of davening. Mikol Mokum b'Shabbos v'Yontif Ein La'omro, whereas on Shabbos and Yontif you should not say it. Why is that? The Hakol Bon L'Beis HaKnesses Kodem Baruch Hu. Because everyone comes to shul on time on Shabbos v'Yontif before Baruch Hu, and even if someone was late, says the Mishnah Berurah, then they can always catch the Baruch Hu during Birkas HaTorah. Kuf Lamed Dalet. Hagah Noagim Laharbos B'Tachanunim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. The minhag is to be marbe B'Tachanunim on Sheni V'Chamishi. In fact, as they are Yemei Tachanunim, there's a minhag of fasting then as well. Lamaisa, we'll see this later in the Ramah. Now, what does it say here? Va'omrim v'hu rachum, and we say v'hu rachum in Tachanun. Mishnah Berurah brings down those who say to say the Yud Gimel Midas as well, to say a vidui with Yud Gimel Midas. V'chei no'agim li'omro mu'umad, and the minhag is to say it's stand. Oh, says the mechaber, v'im lo amro mu'umad overal atakana, v'nikra poritz geder. The mechaber says that they said v'hu rachum, v'kol ram, out loud, and if you didn't say it mu'umad, you're over on the takana. So the wording here is a bit unclear. You say it out loud, and if you didn't say it standing, you're over the takana, and you're called a poritz geder. So what if, first of all, he never told us that we have to say it standing. Second, he didn't tell us that this is referring to, he said it silently. Lamaisa, what does he mean? There are different shitas in what he means. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are those who learn shat, that all the Mechaber meant to add is that you're supposed to say it mu'umad, but the only time you're a poet's geder is if you skip it altogether. So l'chatchila, according to the Mechaber, it should be mu'umad and b'kol rom. B'dieved, it's fine even without it. Whereas if one skips it altogether, then he is called a poreid together. Hagah v'chein nogim lo'amro mu'umad. The minhag Ashkenaz is also to say it standing. Avl no'amro mo'oso b'lachash. But it's said silently. The Mechaber wants us saying it out loud in order that we have more kavana. The Ramah has us saying it quietly like Shmona Esrei. Also, the Mishnah Berurah adds to that that it should be said the kavana, and it should be said slowly and carefully, not running through it. Now, further, umash shenogim laharbos b'tachnunim b'sheni v'chamishi mipnei shehem yemei ratzon v'lachein nogim l'sanos b'hem. There are those who fast on Monday, Thursday as well, because they are yemei ratzon. With regard to saying v'racha mu'umad, the same thing goes for alakeinu v'alakei avosenu that is said afterwards. It is said mu'umad, and there's an additional reason, because it includes the word chatanu, which is a vidui, and a vidui must always be said mu'umad. The reason why, yeah. Now, there are those who say that the whole tzibur should go down and say and do nefilas apayim simultaneously. Meaning, everyone says v'hu rachum, and then everyone waits for the shliach tzibur to arrive at rachum v'chanun at nefilas apayim, and then they say it together. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that is not our minhag. Now, altogether, the Mechaber and Ramah both take for granted that sheni and chamisha are yemei rachum, and where did that come from? Because for Lucha Shnius, at the end of the 40 days, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisratze, Hashem agreed to give us a Torah the second time around, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on a Thursday and comes down on a Monday. Based on that, they became Yimei Rotzen. There are therefore days that one should be Marbe B'Tachanunim, and also these are the days that if one fasts on them.